Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Sarah, Ellen and Alana with your 11am Zedlines. A new set of projects are set to help put a sting in Varroa mite management. The Community Bee Innovation Fund is providing funding for new innovative projects to help protect Queensland's beekeeping and pollination-reliant industries. DPI General Manager for Plant Biosecurity and Product Integrity, Mike Reed, said, from UBO testing and queen bee genotyping to community engagement and education such as field days, documentary short films, focus groups and mentor programs, these grants support creative solutions to Varroa mite management in Queensland. The Varroa mite is an external parasitic mite that attacks and feeds on honeybees and is one of the most damaging pests in the world. These new grants and programs will give Queensland's beekeepers the skills to face Varroa mites head on. A University of Queensland food waste researcher, Dr. Nathan Cook, is urging hospitals and aged care facilities to audit their food wastage. Dr. Cook said between 23 and 50% of food prepared in aged care facilities is discarded, and up to half of hospital waste is made up from food. Food and nutrition was highlighted in the final report of the Aged Care Quality and Safety Royal Commission as an area of urgent review, and the monitoring of food waste could provide insight into what food is actually being consumed, what is being left behind, and why it's being rejected. This would allow facilities to make changes to menus, portion sizes and meal times that could lead to better nutrition, significant cost savings and greater environmental sustainability. Dr. Cook suggested AI-based technologies could be a part of a solution that photographs and analyses plates before and after serving to provide accurate data without adding extra work for kitchen staff.
In national news, the koala population in Adelaide's Mount Lofty Ranges has reached an unsustainable level, according to a newly released study on population management strategies. The research indicates that continued population growth could impact food supply, vegetation, and natural habitats, potentially leading to starvation and death of koalas in the region. Researchers at the University of Technology Sydney propose hormonal fertility control as the most cost-effective management option. This strategy recommends that 22% of female koalas in the region are sterilised annually to stabilise the population. However, this fertility control strategy has raised some ethical concerns. Although researchers hope to receive government funding, the South Australian Environment Minister, Lucy Hood, says she does not intend to support this method of population control. Also in national news, arrests have been made in relation to black market tobacco sales in two Western Australia shires, with concerns it will only grow along with demand. A newly opened convenience store in the town of York was vandalised, burnt down and rammed with a vehicle within a month of opening. Police have linked the incidents to the local tobacco trade. Authorities are concerned with the rise in violence, but have recorded fewer tobacco licensing compliance checks in Western Australia than the previous 2 years.
In international news, a state of catastrophe has been declared in Chile as wildfires engulf 8,500 hectares of native forests and destroy homes, forcing more than 50,000 residents to evacuate. The death toll has risen to 18. In light of the serious ongoing wildfires, I have decided to declare a state of catastrophe, announces Chile's President Gabriel Boric. Extreme temperatures and strong winds are affecting emergency response efforts. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with possible showers. It's currently 29 degrees and humidity is at 57%. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11am. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.